The Woodland Gospels by Jeremy Lloyd. The Bible doesn't give the exact address, said Rat, but it seems they were all sitting in a house somewhere discussing the news and whether it was true or not, when suddenly, from nowhere, Jesus appeared in the middle of them. Well, you can imagine. They could hardly believe it, of course. But there he was, large as life, and to prove that it was him, he showed them the wounds on his hands and feet and in his side, and he let them touch him, and he was just as real as you and me. I thought he wanted to go to heaven right away, said Toad. He couldn't, said Captain Beaky. He had to come back to show them that if they believed in him, they could live again like him after they died. But it's such a pity he had to die, said Toad, clutching his hot water bottle. Well, that's the most important bit, said Rat. He died, so that all the people should be forgiven. That was his last request to God, to forgive everybody their sins. I don't mind dying, God, he said, if you can forgive everybody for all the bad things they've done. And the reason he said that, and here Rat put his finger on the line he was reading and bent forward, was because, having lived down here with everyone, he knew how hard it was to lead a good life, what with all the temptations about. And as he stood there, talking to them, his friends knew without a doubt that this was the Jesus they knew and loved, and that he had come back, just as he said he would. And they shouted, and they cheered, and they put their arms around him. Rat removed his finger and went on reading. And Jesus said to them, listen, tell the people how surprised and glad you were to see me tonight. And tell them that you spoke to me and touched me. And then all the men and women and children who truly believe in me will be glad as well. I'm glad, said Toad, and I've never seen him. He seems so real that I can't imagine him ever going away. And giving a big yawn, he closed his eyes and lay back on his pillows. He's fallen asleep, whispered Captain Beaky. We can go now. Reckless Rat nodded and closed the Bible. He put his finger to his lips and carefully climbed down from the bed. Captain Beaky did the same, and they both tiptoed towards the door. What did Jesus do then? Asked Toad. I thought you'd gone to sleep, said Captain Beaky. Jesus disappeared, said Rat, as he sat down on the bed again and tried to find the right page. If you'd bothered to use the bookmark, said Captain Beaky, you'd know where you were. I'm looking for my thumbprint, said Rat. You should always wash your hands before you read books, said Toad drowsily. I won't read at all if you start complaining, said Rat. Ah, here we are. Now, a few days later, some of Jesus' friends were fishing by the lake, and Jesus appeared again. And among his friends was Peter, who, you will remember, said Rat, looking up and wagging a finger, was the one who said he didn't know Jesus when Jesus was in prison. I remember, said Toad, and that cock kept crowing. And, continued Rat, Jesus said to Peter, do you love me? Of course, Peter said, he did, very much. And Jesus asked him three times, and each time Peter said he did. And he was very upset that Jesus kept asking him. Why did Jesus ask him three times? Asked Toad. I expect, said Rat, to make up for the three times that Peter said he'd never heard of Jesus, to sort of cancel them out. Anyway, Jesus asked them all to take care of everybody for him and to tell everyone they met about all the things he had told them, and they promised they would. Then they had a little dinner together on the shore of the lake and talked about the good times they had had together. And he seemed so real to them as they laughed and talked that they were really sorry when he said he had to go. But it wasn't the last time they saw him, because Jesus appeared lots more times to them and other people until finally it was time for him to go home. And so he gathered all his friends together in a field, said Rat. And as they watched, he said goodbye and floated up between two angels and the whole sky lit up and everyone heard lovely music. And one of the angels called out and said to the people there, "Don't look so sad, because one day Jesus will come back again." And they watched until he was right out of sight. "And that proves," said Rat, "that heaven is definitely up." Toad nodded sleepily. Now, after Jesus disappeared, his friends had a terrible problem, because there are lots of people in the world and they don't all speak the same language. And as Jesus' friends were just ordinary people like fishermen and so on, they didn't know how to get over this.